When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Who's got the most silly kitchen complaint about their mate? This lady is about to divorce her husband of 5 years because of something he does in the kitchen.
Are you just saying that, speaking like figuratively? Oh, we're going to get divorced because of a kitchen complaint, or legitimately it's headed for divorce?
No, this woman is legitimately getting divorced because of what her husband does that
she's
has
leaving.
Driven her crazy to the point where she's done. The relationship is over.
Could you imagine something that he's been doing even for 5 years? What could you possibly do in the kitchen that would drive a woman that mad?
I mean, I know all, like, you know, your spousal arguments are always little and there's an underlying issue.
Right.
Yeah, but in the kitchen, this just sounds like a silly little...
What is it?
He goes through and puts on, like, the lids to all of the jars so tight that she can't get it off herself. She has to ask him to get it off for her.
So anytime she's cooking...
It's kind of intentional. I don't think it's just because he's strong and strapping. It's things, items that he would never even use on his own that are way back in the back of the refrigerator that she only uses to cook certain dishes that are on so tight that he actually left for a business trip for 10 days and she had to ask her neighbor to open these jars for her. And even he had such a hard time opening them. He had to take them to his house to use power tools and ended up busting a couple of glass jars. Like, and he came back and said, you know, funny, haha, this is intentional.
So is that what the argument is? It's not about how tight the jars are. It's that he does it repeatedly. She's asked him to stop, but he continues to do it. And then she feels like, I ask him to not do certain things. He doesn't listen to me. He doesn't care about how I feel about things. Now the relationships, I mean,
listen to yourself. It sounds so crazy.
I know.
You know what it's like to be a strong, strapping man, Drex, right?
You're looking at me?
Well, who's saying it's got to be intentional? He's just stronger than your average person. It's just nuts. And maybe it's his love language. Like, if he is doing it intentionally, maybe he needs to be needed. He only ever started working out, so he would have the strength to cinch those things down. But what he really wants is to cinch down her heart.
Oh, my gosh. That's obviously not the way to do it. If she's come and complained and said, you know, stop doing this. This is driving me insane. And he continually does it over and over again. And with every jar in the kitchen, like, I kind of see where she...
We have a Stanley cup that's in our kitchen right now that's probably been sitting there for 3 weeks. My wife just screwed it on too tight, and I can't undo it. It feels a little emasculating because I can't...
Bring it in. Bring it in.
You think you could do it?
I'm going to take a crack at it.
Oh, gladly.
Sure.
Bring it in.
Oh, that viral video will be a moneymaker. So we'll cover some of the common kitchen complaints at 404-741-0985. But we especially want to hear from you if you've got one that reaches this level. It's been going on for years and you think it's being done intentionally. 404-741-0985. If you don't have time to talk with us, you can always leave us a quick message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app. Alyssa in Cartersville, what's your complaint?
So I had an ex who would soak every single dish that he used. I mean, things that didn't even need to be soaked, like cereal bowls that he just got done using. He'd just soak them, put them in the sink, and say he'd get to it later and never did.
So you asked him multiple times, please stop soaking, or what, put it in the dishwasher?
I mean, yes, like, if you use a dish and you immediately rinse it, nothing's going to stick to it. Why he felt the need to soak cereal bowls and spoons that he used for ice cream is beyond me.
Yeah, the worst is these monsters who load the dishwasher without rinsing the dishes off first, as if this thing is capable of pulling off miracles.
That's like one of my number one complaints with my husband is the way he loads the dishwasher. Like, I don't understand how he thinks putting a bowl in sideways is going to get clean, because it's not. Like, so, instead of putting the bowl face down so that the water and everything comes up and cleans the inside of the bowl, he'll put it like sideways. I'm like, dude, nothing is getting clean on that bowl except for what I washed before I had to reload the dishwasher.
Please don't tell me you have that conversation in your house, Carol, with your husband Ryan. Please don't tell me you have the car, like, he's trying to do the right thing, load the dishwasher.
Like, I get it.
And then you tell me, does it wrong?
So the few times that he does load the dishwasher, usually he just leaves everything in the sink overnight, which drives me insane. I'm one of those people, even on our wedding night, I was in my wedding gown at 3:30 in the morning cleaning the kitchen because I cannot stand to have food and like dirty dishes and stuff out. It just, to me, it's like a welcome sign for roaches and bugs, and right. That I can't have it. With it just makes me, my skin crawl.
With me and the dishwasher, it's like, I played Tetris as a kid for the sole purpose of having the spatial relations to know, like, the dishwasher should be full when you run it. And it's never going to be full if you don't load it properly. Like, every dish should be, it has a place. You need to rearrange. You're constantly rearranging and reorganizing to fit every last possible item in the dishwasher before you run it. You don't run a dishwasher with three things in it.
There is a therapist listening to our show this morning that is salivating, wanting to get his or her hands on the two of you and ask you, what is your control issues? Where did this behavior come from?
I paid for an entire couples therapy session to deal specifically with the dishwasher issue,
really?
And I walked out of there, it was a loss. I had to take the L.
You took the L.
I'm not allowed to say anything about her, but I've got a long list of complaints that I'll get to next. We asked on Facebook, what annoying kitchen habit does your maid have that made you question your relationship? Kat Johnson, number one answer, leaving the cabinet doors open. So many people complain that we, Drax, men, leave the cabinet doors open, and I do.
Yeah, don't group me into your poor behavior. Why do you leave the cabinet doors open?
Dude, you don't spend any time. The only door you open in the kitchen is the fridge. Everybody knows that. You never cooked a meal in your life.
Never.
You barely even work. You have beverages.
I'm proud of you for outing yourself and including yourself in one of the monsters that leave the cabinet doors open. Like, even here in the little kitchen we have at work, you leave those cabinet doors open. Why? And it drives people
easier
insane.
Access. Why do we even have doors on cabinets? Oops. I don't understand.
So
that
my question to you, Ted, is do you do it on purpose, or is it just like you're on to the next thing?
I'm doing it. I'm working. Think about it. Open the door, put something in it, close the door. Open the door, put something in it. Why not just take the doors off? I love those people. If I had dishes that matched, I'd do that.
You didn't answer my question.
What was your question?
Do you do it on purpose, or is it just that you are on to the next thing?
I did answer your question. In saying that, I'm being efficient.
So, yes, he does do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not thinking about it, so that's not purposeful. It's just happening. It happens.
So you answered yes
open
to both.
Open doors just happen. It's like fetch. You understand me? Linda says her complaint is being right where I want to be whenever I want to be there. He has to make himself a cup of coffee or drink or make a snack while I'm making a meal almost daily. So unless you have a giant kitchen, it's like when somebody, but you know what? This is we just want to be around you.
Right.
Well, moms are really good at that. Moms and mother-in-laws are like, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from the kitchen in my house with my mother-in-law. Is there like, Mama, you're right under my feet. Get out of here.
That was the exact reason why when we did our kitchen remodel, we just blew out all of the walls and made two giant kitchen islands. So no matter where you are, you have a working space and you don't have to be right up
separate
under
separate islands.
That's the solution to save marriages. Two kitchens.
Why not two houses? So my complaint, this is crazy, and I'm not allowed to say anything because old Taddy complacent.
Yeah, you said that you have a laundry list of complaints towards Jessica.
We had a therapy session about just the dishwasher alone, and I spent a good amount of money putting my, I was like, you got to load that thing like Tetris. She's disrespectful and she hides. And my therapist ended the whole thing with, do you know it costs about 50 cents every time you run the dishwasher? And I'm like, My stepfather would have me believe that it costs
$500.
$5,000.
Yeah.
But how about this? I wonder if anybody else has this same issue as I do. And again, I can't say anything, but every single plastic drawer in our fridge is broken. The wheels have come off. There's cracks in the plastic.
Yeah.
At one point, the door actually came off the hinges.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And I'm not saying my wife, Jessica, did it, but I know I didn't do it.
How would that happen? Just too aggressive in there?
Just so aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's... Because it happens with our fridge at home, too. Like, I think the plastic is just kind of made terribly, and or you overload things and it gets heavy, and then just over time with the in and out, it just happens. I don't think that's done on purpose.
Drex, you don't have this issue at your house, or does the gold-plated kitchen refrigerator drawer not ever break?
I mean, we have a really nice refrigerator in our house, but I'm more concerned about what, if you were to bring this up to Jessica, what would her response be, you think?
Oh, she would bring up the time that I put a swing in the basement, got drunk and fell off. It was rated for 50 pounds. I don't weigh 50 pounds. She'd be like, "What? There's always, it's never like, oh yeah, you know what? You're right. Thank you for pointing that out. I'm going to be more careful in the future."
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Caro weekday mornings from 5 to 10.
New feature for you to check out when you get to work today at taddrexandcaro.com. It's called Taddy's Test Kitchen.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
You do cook up some interesting things in that kitchen of yours, Tad.
Mm-hmm. Cabinets are all open. Mm-hmm. Refrigerator's all broken. Dishwasher's half loaded.
Looks like a raccoon wandered in there.
So what we did was Abby came over and we made three healthier versions of pizza crust. Drex, I know we've already lost you.
Mm. If you're going to eat pizza, eat pizza.
Right.
So we made a cauliflower crust, a spaghetti squash crust, and a crust made out of canned chicken. You'll find out which
canned
one
chicken
was the best. I know. Canned chicken didn't come out the worst of the three, believe it or not.
Interesting.
See the video now. TadDrexandCaro.com. Click on Tad's Test Kitchen.
Keeping you up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Next, it'll be Drex's new feature, Drex's dumpster diving dive. Terrible.
Eats like crap.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine is hot again today with a high of 99. 76 now in Buford. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you the question Ariana Grande was asked that is getting her called out online, and it's very interesting. But tomorrow is going to be a pretty wild day in Atlanta. There's a little presidential debate happening at the CNN studios.
Oh.
So, you know, traffic is going to be an absolute nightmare. So we've got Ashley Frasca, who does our traffic in here, to give us a little bit of the scoop so far.
Well, they haven't released either candidate's route, but you can imagine they're going to be holding all lanes of the downtown connector. That's for certain. It's in the Techwood area.
And there's also the huge Copa America International Soccer Tournament that's going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, too. I know that's earlier in the night.
The same day?
Yeah, that's going to be at 6 o'clock.
Oh,
yep, absolutely. So you've got a huge crowd headed to Mercedes-Benz for that. And then get this, even the Varsity is going to be closing down at 8 p.m. because of the anticipated crowd.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Neither of those men get my vote.
They don't get a hot dog either.
You don't
apparently
keep me from my chili dogs.
Do both planes fly into Hartsfield-Jackson?
We're not sure. With Biden being the current president, it's likely he'll go into Dobbins off of Delk Road.
Oh, great.
But Trump may have to come into Hartsfield.
With Biden being the current president and Trump being his opponent, expect Donald Trump to be on a Southwest flight in the back.
We'll have some more updates tomorrow for you as we get more information about what president is landing where and what kind of motorcade closures and all that.
Yeah, it just feels like sometimes Atlanta's the punching bag. You know, it's like, you know what we should do? We'll plan a presidential debate and a major soccer tournament. Let's see what happens.
That
down
sounds
there
like a good idea.
Are we a punching bag or are we poor planners? I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
Now, Ariana Grande recently shocked fans when she admitted to being infatuated with serial killers growing up. Now, that's not all that's strange. A lot of us are really into true crime stories and all that stuff. But this all went down on Penn Badgley's podcast when she told this little story.
It was in a Q&A with, it was like a younger group, but it was with a parent. Someone said, if you could have dinner with anyone living or dead, who would it be? And I was like, mom and dad, is it okay if I give the real answer? And they were like, sure, I guess. What's the answer? And I was like, I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer's pretty fascinating. I think I would have loved to have met him.
Whoa.
Now, the fact that she was so young is a little more disturbing. And this was all well before the Netflix series came out in 2022. But that's not keeping her from being completely dragged online for that answer.
Okay. Question, you guys. You gotta have dinner with the person you have dinner with is a criminal. You get to pick whatever criminal you have dinner with. Who's it gonna be? Todd Chrisley for you, for
no
sure.
No question. Yeah, I want to know how long he was getting away with it for. Yeah,
gosh, Kara? It's a toss up for me between Martha Stewart and Joe Exotic. Like, I would love to just pick both of those brains.
I think you'd get more out of the Martha Stewart.
Really?
Well, I think I would be judged for dinner with Martha Stewart, and I think Joe Exotic would just be happy to have someone to speak to.
Martha is cooking dinner.
If Martha's cooking dinner.
For me, Chris Burns, my former financial planner, who is still on the run.
How many years has that been?
Disappeared the day before he was supposed to hand over documents and an investigation and all of this, and... poof.
They can find El Chapo, but they can't find Chris Burns.
Right. I think they might have been looking for El Chapo a little harder.
Like, how are they able to find Osama bin Laden, but not Chris Burns?
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right!
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Beverly in Snellville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you do us a favor and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye, Kara.
See you, Beverly. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to step out. We're going to ask you these five trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can somehow answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Band responsible for the song YMCA is suing Disney World over a contract dispute. What's the name of that band?
The Village People.
Number two, police say they're investigating a person of interest in the death of Matthew Perry. Interesting. What was Matthew Perry's character's name on Friends?
Chandler.
Number three, Ariana Grande turns 31 today. What size is a grande at Starbucks?
Large.
Number four, AAA says 70 million people.
Wait. It's medium, isn't it medium?
Yeah, we'll go back and change.
I don't think there's a wrong answer because it's very confusing, so I think you're good. Is she good?
She's good.
Okay. Number four, AAA says 70 million people are going to hit the road next week for the 4th of July holiday. What year did we first celebrate our independence?
1776.
I always hate those questions because it's like, prove to us that you're not smart, but you are. Number five, Shifty Shellshock, lead singer of the band Crazy Town, passed away yesterday at 49. The name of Crazy Town's 2000 hit song shared its name with what insect?
I don't know. Ant, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, I am a DJ and don't really know the answer to that question.
It was a popular
question.
Song, but, I mean,
Kara back in.
Granted, 24 years ago.
True.
All right, but Beverly and Snellville, cleaned up, just missing that last one.
Kara.
Yes.
Ready for the same questions?
Yes.
Who sings the YMCA?
The Village People.
It's fun to be at the... All right,
the
one
village
to one.
People.
That's what Beverly said.
Two. What was Matthew Perry's character's name on Friends?
Chandler Bing.
That's what Beverly said. 2-2.
Number three. What size is a grande at Starbucks?
A medium?
Yeah, medium. That's what we were looking for. It is confusing because there are like Trentes and...
Yeah, there's Venti, Trenti.
And there's shorts, which is like an extra small. Yes. Yeah. All right, 3-3.
It's like a medium large. Yeah. It's like extra long, whatever. Number four, what year do we first celebrate our independence?
1776.
You get to stay in America, Kara. Congrats. That's what Beverly said as well. 4-4.
Finally, number five, Crazy Town's 2000 hit song, which shares its name with an insect.
Butterfly.
That was the name of the hit song.
I want to hear a clip. Drax,
we'll play a clip. Here we go. Come, my lady. Come, come, my lady.
You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Oh, yeah. Of course. You make me go
crazy. All right, final score this morning, 5-4. Beverly and Snellville, are you smarter than Kara?
No, but I was close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Kara, your new record, 1,815 wins, 57 losses.
Ooh-hoo. Sorry, Beverly.
Thank you.
We will play again next hour. We'll have you calling around 7:25. Your chance to win tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey. 7:25, be listening. Your chance to call in.
Are we going
to
do it?
I'm trying to hit the post.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Play. Are you smarter than Kara? There's no need to feel down. I said, young man. Try not to pull a muscle. I said, young man. Cause you're in a new town. We can't stop. We can't stop. Get to the hook.
We got to play it out, right?
No,
we got to.
There's no turning back. I think this is the extended dance remix or something. On your feet. On your feet, everybody. Here we go. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the I'm stuck.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
I think any mother can relate to what Caroline's been going through. Is this your first pregnancy?
It is, yeah.
What kinds of things are you dealing with?
Some of the normal stuff, but I think the hormonal stuff is really getting to me, and I feel like I don't necessarily have control over all of my behavior and stuff right now.
And where does your husband come in on all this?
He is excited about having a kid also, but I'm kind of coming on here to get some help asking for forgiveness from him.
Was there one particular situation, or has this been a big picture thing?
I feel like I'm in my nesting phase. The baby's coming, and I'm running around trying to get everything ready, and I'm putting the nursery stuff together, and I really want everything done. I'm getting some anxiety about that kind of thing, you know?
It really starts to feel more real, like it's... Life is changing so much when that nursery is put together and ready, and looking at that room and imagining bringing home that baby.
Yeah.
So has he done it? Has he been working on it?
He's working and stuff too. So I hired somebody to come put some of the stuff together, and he's gotten really upset about that. You know, he said he wanted to have built the crib himself. I just been having anxiety, so I wanted to get ahead of it, you know, but...
There's no bigger punch in the gut than you asking your husband to do something. He doesn't do it quickly enough. And so then he comes home and discovers, oh, you hired somebody to do this. I'm not fast enough. He probably felt like a lesser. He wanted to do this, but
yeah, especially with the kid, too. Like, it's different. Oh, the wife wants a ceiling fan up. No, this is the nursery, and it's just his kid as well.
Yeah.
So he packed a bag. You guys, he went to a hotel. I feel bad, and I want him to be here and everything, but I just didn't think it would be that big of a deal.
Oh, so he's not even at your house. How long has he been gone?
A few days.
He's been gone a few days with a pregnant wife at home. Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, a lot of people think kids are going to save their marriage. You bring kids into the equation, it's like strap in that first year and the whole pregnancy and everything.
It's a whole new dumpster fire.
Right. Give us a couple of minutes. We're going to get Josh on the phone, and we'll try to get him to get back home and forgive you for all of this.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. She's yawning. It's like, tell us you're pregnant without saying you're pregnant.
Constantly exhausted.
Or how boring are we?
Oh, jeez.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Caroline was telling us how her pregnancy has just made her go crazy. She really wanted that nursery to be taken care of, painted, the crib put together. And her husband was dragging his feet, so she hired somebody else to do it. And her husband was furious to the point where he packed a bag and left home. He's been gone for a few days. Caroline, when he picks up, he's not going to know you're on the line at first, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Josh, this is Tad Drex and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's this about?
This is a feature we do on our show every morning called Forgive and Forget, where somebody is reaching out to apologize to you and ask forgiveness, and that would be your wife.
So she called you guys to see if I'll forgive her for what she's done?
Yeah, she said that you packed a bag and left the house, so it's pretty serious.
I told her I needed to just clear my head because I was just furious about what's going on. I've been trying to be supportive, going to, like, classes and whatever, but she's a lot to deal with. I mean, like...
Gosh.
Well, you got to understand, coming from a first-time mom, the importance of having everything put together for the arrival of the baby, especially the nursery.
I was planning on putting the nursery together and was looking forward to doing it. Really, the only part of this pregnancy that I can really contribute to is helping get things ready around the house. And before I even had a chance to, I come home and she's got it put together. She's hired somebody and telling me time's running out.
Well, time could be running out. I mean, if you're 30, 32, 34 weeks, the baby could come at any moment.
She's 16 weeks pregnant. What are you talking about?
Oh, only 16 weeks.
We just started telling people.
Oh, jeez.
She just gets all anxious and impatient, and then all of a sudden, what am I going to do? Tell a pregnant lady, like, oh, you need to calm down?
Oh, no, that's you will not.
Yeah, so that's why I just left for a couple days. I'm headed back there later today.
Josh, Caroline is actually on the other line with us. And so, Caroline, maybe you can explain, 16 weeks pregnant, you want the nursery to be done.
Yes, I'm getting such anxiety about everything. I just wanted it to be done. I didn't know you would be this upset.
Look, I understand where you're coming from. I want everything perfect, too. But if this is how things are going to be when the baby comes, I hope you can tone it down.
I'm going to call Matt. I'll get him to come back over and get him to take everything apart. And then you can come back home. And
oh, that's silly, though. You don't need to
say that. Silly, though.
Hold on a second. Matt? Not Matt.
Who's Matt?
He's an old friend.
He's your ex-boyfriend?
That's a stretch.
Caroline, you hired your ex-boyfriend to put together your nursery.
To put my son.
And he's been getting lots of work lately. He's, like, really well-known.
Well, then he doesn't need this work. Why don't you just have him come take it? We'll get another one. I don't want any part of that, dude, touching any of the stuff that my
child's gonna do. Now we're going to burn the crib?
The fact that he's even been in my house with my pregnant wife, like...
Is there more to this story?
Why are you supporting his business?
Caroline, did you reach out to this Matt guy, or did he reach out to you?
I reached out to
him. Don't tell me he reached out to you.
Well, either way, Josh, I would not feel any better about the fact that she reaches out to her ex-boyfriend when you were not getting the job done quickly enough.
Why are you guys piling all this on me? I'm trying to get things done. I'm pregnant. You guys are
16 weeks pregnant. You make it sound like you're about to give birth any moment.
So you guys have lots to work out. Josh, you indicated that you might be going home today, so you guys will be able to talk about this. I mean,
I don't know about that now. Now that I know who put together this whole thing?
Yeah, but she is your wife. She is pregnant.
Right.
She doesn't need the extra stress.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need maybe another day to just process this all.
Josh, you're taking more time. Where are you exactly?
I'm staying at the Claremont.
Oh, my gosh.
God. What?
Have you been spending more time upstairs or downstairs?
Josh,
I've been working.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Wait, is he working upstairs or downstairs? You know when somebody upsets you and you don't feel strong enough or confident enough to take it up with that person? Mm-hmm. You take it on the people you love the most.
Oh, yeah.
You always hurt the people you love the most. And Molly had a bad girls' night out, took it out on her boyfriend, and needs forgiveness from him because she's not really sure where that relationship stands now.
Boy.
Trouble all over town. We'll help her out on Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunny hot today with a high of 99, 73 right now in Sonoya. What's going on, Kara?
There's a power company that's trying to settle the most common debate amongst couples. I'll get to that in just a second. But we all know Katy Perry has very interesting fashion choices. And her appearance at Paris Fashion Week is no exception. She used the front steps at the Ritz Hotel to turn heads to promote her upcoming single, Woman's World. Now, she pulled up in a black stretch limo in her red Balenciaga dress with a 100-yard train printed with the lyrics to her new song.
That Ritz at Paris, we were there actually like 2 weeks ago. It's a really cool spot. It's so cool and so posh that you can't just roll up in there. You would think like, oh, we're in Paris, let's go see the Ritz. Oh, no, 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 no. They ask you like when you walk in, what's your room number? Why? What are you doing here?
Tell me more about how you were at the Ritz in Paris.
How I got kicked out of it.
So, oh, yeah. Mandarin Oriental is all booked up.
You're no Katy Perry.
Right.
I will say she did look like the opening credits to Star Wars walking into that building. Like I couldn't read what the lyrics said, but I saw in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
Now, it's one of the most common arguments couples have. Someone is always the one who runs hot and the other is perpetually cold. So where the heck do you set the thermostat? There's a power company that's trying to put all of this to rest with the 20-degree rule. So they say depending on how hot it is outside, you should set the thermostat 20 degrees less.
Yes.
So today, when it'll be about 100 outside, our temperature inside our thermostat should be set to 80.
80?
How cold do you need it to be?
I like it 72 to 73. Feels pretty normal. It feels like something you can sleep
in. I'm like 75 at my house.
When I was growing up, we didn't have air conditioning. We had fans. Air conditioners are very expensive to run.
Yeah.
I just bought a fan yesterday. And so I was talking to the guy at Atlanta Ceiling Fans in Roswell. Shop local, y'all. He told me, for today's fans that they're selling, ceiling fans, you could run that thing 24 hours a day. The entire year will cost you $40.
Wow.
Or less.
But
it still doesn't get cold.
It cools you off. So do you need to live in a refrigerator?
Oh, yeah, but gosh. You can't sleep in 80-degree weather in your house, Tad. There's no way that feels comfortable to you.
Just put a fan blowing on you. It feels so nice.
Our AC went out in our house last Thursday when it was like just ramping up into the upper 90 degrees. And when I woke up at 4:15, I was leaving the house. I took a picture of the thermostat because it was 83 degrees in my house. And we had the fans running. My child and I were both dripping in sweat all night long.
Think of the weight loss. 5 pounds a night.
Oh, my God.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Lauren and Marietta, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you keep your thermostat at?
Really warm, about 76.
Oh, my God.
You're getting closer. You're getting warmer.
How do you sleep in that sauna?
Could you do us a favor and kick the Ice Queen out of the studio?
See you, Kara.
I'm out of here, Lauren. Good luck.
Ice Queen has a much better ring to it than Pop Culture Princess, right? You've graduated.
The gelato goddess.
Ice Queen has so many different connotations to it.
You like it.
Be careful.
Multifaceted.
You better be careful.
I mean it in the best possible way.
I should hope so.
Kara's leaving the studio. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions and bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she will pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1 is 27 years ago today, the first Harry Potter book was published. Drex, ever since I showed vulnerability with time, getting upset, you're pointing it out whenever you get the chance.
Building it in the question.
27 years since Harry Potter. What was the name of the school in the Harry Potter series?
Hogwarts.
Getting a little help there from who?
My daughter, Charlotte.
Charlotte, way to go. Question 2. Jeremy Renner says he's no longer pursuing action films. True or false? He plays Falcon in the Marvel movies.
True. False. False.
Oh. Number 3, yesterday was the 15th anniversary of the passing of the King of Pop. Thank you, Drex.
Did it again.
Who's that?
Michael Jackson.
Question four. President Biden and Donald Trump are going to debate each other in Midtown tomorrow night. Can you name each of their vice presidents?
Kamala Harris and... I don't know.
No help from Charlotte on that one, huh? No civics? Number five, the long-awaited ranch-flavored Cheez-Its going to hit grocery shelves this Monday. Name the College Bowl Game Cheez-Its sponsors.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
It's in Florida, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
I have no idea.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
All right, questions were tough this morning, but Lauren and Charlotte and Marietta did okay. We'll see what happens.
All right, here she comes, making her way back into the studio, getting ready to answer the same questions, Kara. What's the name of the school in the Harry Potter series?
Hogwarts.
Lauren got that right. It's 1-1.
Number two, true or false, Jeremy Renner plays Falcon in the Marvel movies.
That's false.
He's Hawkeye. It is false. That's what Lauren said, 2-2.
Number three, who's the king of pop?
Michael Jackson.
All right, we're knotted up at three.
Number four, name both Joe Biden and Donald Trump's vice presidents.
Joe Biden is Kamala Harris and... Trump was Michael Pence.
That's what we were looking for. Lauren couldn't name Pence. All right, it's 4-3.
Finally, number five, name the College Bowl game sponsored by Cheez-Its.
Orange Bowl?
You were close. It is in Florida. The Citrus Bowl is what we were looking for.
Sponsored by Cheez-Its?
Yeah, it's
sponsored by oranges.
It's the well, there is an Orange Bowl.
It's just like my house. The Citrus Bowl has Cheez-Its in it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
All right, nobody got it right. Final score, 4-3. Lauren and Marietta, are you smarter than Kara?
Nope, not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,816 wins, 57 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Lauren.
That's okay.
No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to see Journey and Def Leppard on July 13th, Truist Park. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Say thank you.
Thank you. Thank
what are you,
you
teaching your daughter? I'm just kidding. Hang on. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.